Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Folks, as you know, and by the way, the rest of this hour is just going to be you and me. This is the day I take three segments exactly, and go over some things that are on my mind. In this case, my 2018 predictions, my crystal ball predictions. And just so you know, if you don't already, my 18-year accuracy, this is my 19th year to do this, my 18-year accuracy is 73%. And so, and these predictions were written 2 weeks ago, so some of these things are actually coming to pass right now. So I want to start out by talking about what I call tech stuff. My first prediction is, remember when I made this prediction in 2016, expect to hear more about blockchain technology disconnected from Bitcoin. That's a prediction I made 2 years ago. Well, as a technology platform, you've probably been hearing about it. That prediction has come to pass. Blockchain stops being a novelty in 2018. And I called it a novelty because it was almost not on the radar screen of most people. Bitcoin was, but not the technology under it, which was blockchain. And so I'm going to talk about that in the next prediction as well. Here's a multi-year prediction. Number two, blockchain and variations on the theme. There are variations of blockchain. There are other types of approaches to the technology of blockchain. They will all be the next, they'll combine, and maybe one will wind up winning out like VHS did. Blockchain will become the next internet class disruption, except it will be much greater one. You've been warned. So blockchain, folks, the internet, look what the internet did to everything. It turned everything upside down, right? Challenges and opportunities, but major disruptions the internet caused. And most of us are happy that it did, but it did change some lives and it changed some businesses. Blockchain will do that, only will be to a much greater degree over a multi-year period of time. Number three, cryptocurrency. Bitcoin is just one of many cryptocurrencies. Cryptocurrency is the money of the future, but the future isn't here yet. As long as there's a high speculation in any currency, crypto or otherwise, it won't be a dependable, stable store of value. Go read about tulipomania. Bitcoin, I don't see Bitcoin being anything but a novelty. It's barely a commodity. And I go read, before you buy any Bitcoin or before you worry about whether you should, you're upset because you haven't gotten into the Bitcoin thing, go read the story of 500 years ago or so, 400 something years ago in Holland in the 1600s, the tulipomania story. Go read about that, and you might feel a little bit differently. Number four, you'll become increasingly aware of a new concept, digital ethics, as you discover that by using apps, games, social media, virtual and augmented reality, digital assistants, those kinds of things, you and your online behavior are, in fact, the product being sold. As you use all this new, sexy, compelling digital stuff, when you realize that you are the product, what the company that produced that sexy stuff is doing with your information makes you the product. And you'll start thinking of all of that in the concept of what I'm going to call, and I'm going to continue to talk about this year with you, digital ethics. Analog ethics is what we've had for 10,000 years. Digital ethics is how we behave with an inner button, with an inner key under our finger. Number five, one positive result of the above prediction that I just made will be your increased scrutiny of how big corporations employ digital leverage, like artificial intelligence, big data, that sort of thing, regarding manipulation, privacy, and security, and the impact on us, on civilization, on humanity. That prediction is already coming to pass. because if you notice, more and more people are questioning social media. One of the big investors in Google and Facebook actually is giving interviews. He's doing work in the marketplace where he says, "I regret having founded those, helped to found those companies because of what they're doing with their leverage, with their digital leverage." Think about these things, folks. You'll be more aware of them this year than ever before. How do we deal with the ethical elements, the ethical parts of digital leverage? Not just what Facebook does, but also what we do. It's 22. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.